Greetings and welcome to the No Carbs, No Sugar podcast. This is episode number 3. I'd like to share with you 2 simple, quick, and easy ways to count your calories and macros. Now, not everybody who is mindful of their health will count their calories and macros every day. Some people will just eat intuitively. Some people will eat fewer meals. Some people will simply stop eating when they're full. So there's different ways to control your caloric intake and your macro intake. But one very common way and simple way to do that is by counting the calories and the macros in your food daily. I myself do this about 80% of the time, and the 20% of the time I'll just eat freely, intuitively, because I don't believe in a completely restrictive diet. I need to have 1 or 2 days a week in which I don't have to walk around with a weighing scale and my calorie log. So that's what works for me anyways. So one easy way to count your calories and macros is to simply use the nutrition label on the packaged foods that you buy. Of course, this cannot apply to the foods that you cook at home. So I'm referring here to foods that are prepackaged in a box, in a can, and sometimes at a restaurant or a takeout place. So what you need to do there, you have to look at the nutrition label, and if you eat the entire package, let's say it's a can of green beans, if you eat the whole thing with your food, you won't have to weigh anything. You just have to figure out the calories and macros per serving and then see how many servings there are per can and just do the math and just do a total like that with a calculator. So if you have some pasta, you'll have to eat the whole box in order not to have to weigh it out. But if you want to eat smaller portions, then you will need a kitchen scale, a weighing scale, and you'll have to measure out one serving at a time and do the math from there. So you have to use the nutrition label on the package, and if you eat the entire package, just get the total for all the servings in the package, because the nutrition label will say serving size, and then it'll also say servings per container. So then you just do the math. But if you eat less than the full package, just weigh out 1 or 2 servings for yourself and do the math from there. A second easy way to count your calories and macros is by using the internet and a smartphone app called MyFitnessPal. I think that most people that are into working out and watching the foods that they eat are quite familiar with MyFitnessPal. And this is an app and also a website that allows you to enter almost any food and it'll give you the calories and macros. They have thousands of foods literally entered in their food bank, where you just enter, you know, red potatoes or broccoli or chicken thighs with skin, without skin. They get quite specific, and then you have to enter the quantity. So for this you will definitely need a weighing scale, and sometimes they do offer different ways, like for a chicken leg, for example, they'll offer the entire leg, but that's not going to be very accurate, because chicken come in different sizes. So I would suggest that you do weigh it out, and that will immediately give you the calories and macros per serving. And you can also enter the exact amount that you're eating by weighing it out. So you make your own serving, and it'll automatically give you the calories and macros for that particular serving. So that's great. So you can use this on the web, on the internet, but also as a phone app, as a smartphone app. So that works really well. You can also scan foods. That's really good. That's a good feature of the app. It allows you to scan foods in there. And that way you don't have to enter anything, except for the quantity maybe. But you won't have to type up the name of the food or look it up in the food bank. And I've also been using this other website called CalorieKing.com. CalorieKing.com. Now, my podcast is too small to be sponsored by anybody right now, of course. So I'm not promoting these two services. I'm simply sharing what I use. And I'm actually using Calorie King most of the time lately, and I'm enjoying it a lot. So that's a website. I don't know if they have an app. I just use the website on my phone. And I just enter the food, and it'll give you different options depending on the food. Like if you enter like a vegetable, it'll ask you if it's raw or boiled or grilled or anything like that. And then you just enter the quantity, so you will need a weighing scale, a kitchen scale, and then it will immediately give you the calories and the macros per serving, but also per the for the amount that you entered in there. So you don't have to really figure out what one serving is. You can just enter the amount of the food that you put on your plate. So here are two easy, simple, quick ways to count your calories and macros. So if you're into that kind of thing, you can look into these and try them out and see if you like them. Well, thank you for listening to my third podcast. I really appreciate it. If you want to get in contact with me, the easiest way is in my Twitter account, which is No Carbs, No Sugar, at Twitter, on Twitter. And I hope to see you next time. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, we always reap what we sow. Bye-bye now.